Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Yuma, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. Persu, they spread out, sudden, a sheet, shalbutz of linen. They did this by the opening of the mikvah. Beinoi lebeinoam, between the Kohen Gadol who's going to table himself and the people. Why is sudden shalbutz? That was to remind the people that the avodah of the day, the avodah of Yom Kippur, is not done with the big day Zahav. All year he did the avodah with the big day Zahav. So this was the reminder that today is different. Today is Yom Kippur. Right, Rezak the Mishnah Pasha, he took off his clothes, Yorad Vitovel, he went down and toveled himself. Allah, he came up, Vinistapik, and dried himself. He had to do so carefully, explains it to Pharisee Israel, to make sure it doesn't affect the Begadim he's going to put on. Now, let's clarify something. The Avodas that are done every single day, and are also done in Yom Kippur, for example, the Karban Tamid, that was done with the Big Day Zav. The special Avodas that were only done on Yom Kippur, that was done with the regular Big Day Kohen. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. So now that the Kohen Gadol is ready, we begin the Avodah with the Karban Tamid. Avilai Big Day Zahav. The Karban Tamid, of course, is done every day. That's why he wears Big Day Zahav. Vilovash, he puts them on. Vikidesh Yada Veraglav from the Kiyar. Azai Zok the Batanura, the Taisus Yamtuf points out, but this time it was done from a special silver shisel, not from the kir. That was the mechabed the Kohen Gadol. Now, why is he being mekadesh his hands now, whether it's from the kir or from this special kitan shozav? So we mentioned before, every time he changed his clothes, whether he takes them off or puts them on, it required kiddush. One kiddush he dam reglaim for taking off, and another for putting on the other clothes. Wait a second, but he took off his clothes and put on the big day zav. So how come he didn't have to kiddush when he took off his clothes? And the answer is, that was taking off regular clothes. That wasn't Big Day Kahuna. That was the first time in the morning. When we say every time he takes off and puts on his clothes, it requires kiddush yidayim reglayim, that's only in regard to the Big Day Kahuna. So now that he's putting on Big Day Kahuna for the first time, the Mishnah says, kiddush yada viragla. So the Mishnah of Eloi is the Tamid, that would bring him the Karban Tamid. Kiratzai. Kiratzai? What does kiratzai mean? Well, it means shchita. If it means shchita, how come it doesn't say shchatai? The answer is, we'll soon learn, because only the Kohen Gadol could be mekabel the dam, receive the dam, so we were in a tremendous rush to start being mekabel the dam over here, as quickly as possible. That's the reason he shechted only roiv of the simanim. Now, what are simanim? What does this mean? Any shchita, whether it's kachim, or even chulin, requires that both simanim are shechted. That's the kana and the veshet. The kana is the ear pipe, or the trachea, and the veshet is the food pipe, otherwise known as the esophagus. Really, it's enough to shecht roiv. And that's what happens over here. The Kohen Gadol shechts only roiv. Umeirek achar shchitasi al yoda. Umeirek. Meirek means to finish off achar a different kain, shchita al yoda. Another kain standing nearby would quickly finish off the shchita. Now again, let's explain this. Only the Kohen Gadol could receive the dam. By every carbon, the Kabbalah ve'elech, it can only be a Kayan. Here, it has to be the Kayan Gadol. So once you start shechting, there's dam. So we have to quickly get him away from the shechita and for him to hold the keli to receive the dam. That's why he only shechts through roiv of the simana. He doesn't cut all the way through, but he only goes through roiv. So let me ask you something. Why not have someone else shecht? So the Kayan Gadol is there with the keli to chap the dam right away. And the answer is, amid Rabbanon, the Kohen Gadol has to shecht the Karban Tamid here. So this is what we do. If he shechts only roiv, not the whole simon, he can make it to the Kabbal. Okay, Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Kibel as Adam, so he now receives the blood. Uzerok, and he spritzes it on the Mizbeach. Nichnas, he now enters, lahakdir k'toyres shel shachar, to be makdir the k'toyres shel shachar, ulehetiv es haneres. He enters into the hechol, to be makdir the k'toyres, and to prepare the two neres. Two? Weren't there seven? Well, five of the neiros, the Kohanim already prepared before the Haktar. The Hatavas Chomesh neiros does not require a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has to finish off the last two. What does it mean, prepare? It means he cleans out what's left. According to the Rambam, Hatava represents the Hadlaka also, that he lights the neiros. Vayter Zok the Mishnah. Then he has to come back to the Karban Tamid, to be makriv the head, v'soivarim, and the limbs, v'sachavitim. The chavitim is the special minchas kayin gadol. V'yasayayin, and this is the nesachim of the karban tamid. Now, whatever he did so far is done every single day. It's done Yom Kippur morning. It may have a special chashivas because it's Yom Kippur. But there's nothing that he did till now, which is an exclusive, a special avoda for Yom Kippur. That's why, until now, he's wearing the Big Day Zahav. So once again, the Mishnah told us, he spread a special sheet made of linen, b'nei l'b'na'am, by the opening of the mikvah. Now is to remember that the avoda of Yom Kippur is done only with the regular Big Day Kona, not the Big Day Zahav. He titled himself, came up, dried himself. They brought him the Big Day Zahav. He put him on, he had to be Makadesh Yada Viraglav. We explained every time he took off or put on Big Day Kahuna, it required Kiddush Yidayim Reglayim for the taking off and the putting on. They brought him the Karban Tamid. He shechted only most of the Simanim. Someone else had to finish it off. He had to quickly position himself to be Makabel the Dam, spritz it on the Mizbeach, go in to be Makder the Ketoyre Shel Shachar, and to prepare the last two of the Neiros. The other five were done by the other Kehanim before the Haktara. Hatavas Chamish Neiros does not require a Kohen Gadol. And then he came to be Makriv, the Rosh, and the Evarim. He had to bring the Mincha, the Chavita, and the special Mincha the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, half in the morning and half later on, and also the Nesachim of Yayin. And now we finished the first step, the first series of Avodos that are done with the Big Day Zahav.